Good morning. Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a sunny and warm day across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa is enjoying a gentle breeze, a perfect day to be outside if you can. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel strikes Gaza as kite threat returns to the southern border, according to Ynet in earlier reporting. The IDF has targeted Hamas sites in Shati, following kite launches that reached Israeli communities. Also, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports earlier today that IDF and Shin Bet destroyed Hamas weapons depots in Shati and Deir al-Bala. Dozens of weapons were removed in these targeted attacks. Also this hour, I-24 News reveals that Israel has given the Board of Peace 3 days to halt kite launches from Gaza or face renewed strikes. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reports that U.S. support for the Iran war has fallen to 31%, while Trump's approval remains at a record low. This comes as strikes continue since February 28th. And finally, JNS notes that the U.S. Treasury has launched Operation Economic Outcast against Iran. The department aims to cut off Iranian cash sources with an unprecedented campaign, as of this morning. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ihab Hassan, a prominent commentator, posted just minutes ago questioning the silence of pro-Palestine voices in the West regarding Amnesty International's report on human rights abuses by Hamas in Gaza. Seth Franceman, a journalist, wrote recently about feeling like he's entering a secretive environment, echoing the surreal nature of the current conflict zone. Meanwhile, Carmel Melamed, an Iranian journalist, shared humorously that the Iranian currency has become essentially worthless, with a new exchange rate of one USD equaling 2,000 of the regime's currency as of today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the strikes in Gaza, Ynet reports that the IDF targeted Hamas sites in response to incendiary kites reaching southern Israel. This mirrors past attacks and signals a stern warning from Israel. The strikes serve as a reminder of the fragile peace and the potential for escalation if provocations continue. Turning to the destruction of weapons depots, Israel Hayom Hebrew explains that the coordinated attacks by the IDF and Shin Bet aim to dismantle Hamas's military capabilities. This effort underscores Israel's commitment to maintaining security along its borders. Residents in nearby areas remain on alert for any retaliatory actions. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlights declining U.S. support for the Iran conflict. This shift in public opinion may impact future U.S. foreign policy decisions. With Trump's approval ratings at a historic low, there could be broader political implications for the administration. Finally, on the economic front, JNS reports that the U.S. Treasury's campaign against Iran seeks to isolate the nation economically. This move comes without a set timeline, but stresses limited American patience. The move could tighten Iran's access to global markets, affecting its already struggling economy. Turning to business and markets. First, Tech reports that the Israel-U.S. strikes on Iran have put Polymarket's military betting practices under scrutiny. Research indicates over 150 wallets made significant profits, raising insider trading concerns. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights a new bilingual kindergarten, Rainbow Park, opening in September at Tel Aviv's Atadim Park. This initiative aims to blend early childhood education with parents' work environments, promoting language skills and connectivity. And finally, from Walla Business, an Australian investigation has uncovered a fraud network allegedly operating from Israel. The network reportedly scammed millions from Australians, revealing significant implications for cross-border financial security. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.